I think that for most people, change can be one of the more unsettling things that we encounter in this life, wouldn't you say? Depending on what the nature of that change is. Scientists recognize that all of the observed systems of the universe, scientists recognize that all of the observed systems of the universe that have been identified currently are continually changing from order to disorder. Changing in such a way that every transformation of energy is accompanied by a loss in the availability of energy for future use. In other words, the systems of our universe are progressively wearing down. And that's just a scientific fact. But that shouldn't be unsettling to professed believers with a biblical worldview. Amen?
Amen.
Since the Bible tells us categorically from 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 to 13, and Revelation 21, verse 1, that the universe as we know it will be destroyed and replaced by a new heavens and earth. Amen?
Amen.
The dynamic of the world and society that we are living in, the dynamic of the world and society that we are living in is also changing. Anybody notice that?
Mm-hmm.
Highly sophisticated technical developments have changed the way that we communicate and conduct business, some of which is good and some not so good.
Yeah.
Ideological developments have changed the balance of power in our nation and around the world. And in the recent past, it appears to me that civil unrest and various revolutions are more commonplace and widespread than ever before in history. But these changes shouldn't be unsettling to professed followers of Jesus Christ who are maintaining a biblical worldview and an eternal perspective. Since the Bible tells us from Matthew chapter 24, verses 3 to 14, review that for yourselves this week, that all of these kinds of changes will be increasing in their intensity and frequency as progressive signs of Jesus' imminent second coming. Amen? The interpersonal dynamic of any given relationship in our lives can be in a state of change as well. Because people change. Sometimes for the better, and sometimes not so much so. One day we may be in a good mood, and the next day in an ugly mood.
Yes.
Nice people sometimes get irritable and touchy.
Yeah.
And grouchy people sometimes get nicer. Anybody here today grouchy? If you are, then you will be quarantined from the fellowship time later today. No grouchy viruses in our midst. Everyone is affected to some degree or another by our fallen human nature.
Yeah.
Even to the extreme of some who would turn away from their belief in the life application of biblical truth. But once again, as born-again believers who are maintaining a biblical worldview of this life with an eternal perspective, even that kind of extreme change in certain people shouldn't be unsettling to us. Because the Bible tells us from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 to 5, and 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 to 6, that these extreme changes in people will happen more than ever before in these last days. and that it's just another sign of the Lord's imminent second coming. Amen? But even so, in the meantime, everybody say in the meantime. In the meantime, we can find ourselves struggling to adjust to the changes that are affecting our lives. Anybody struggling? Whether those changes affect us directly or indirectly, we can find ourselves struggling to adjust to those changes that are affecting our lives. There are times when we can find ourselves unsettled about the state of our physical health or about the material and financial dimension of our lives. But as unsettling as things may cause us to be, we can settle ourselves, catch this now, in the absolute fact of God's constancy in our lives. Amen?
Amen.
As unsettling as these things may cause us to be, we can settle ourselves.
That's right.
Reminding ourselves of the absolute fact of God's constancy in our lives. That being God's innate quality of being perfectly faithful and perfectly dependable. God is perfectly dependable. Let's say that together. God is perfectly dependable to see us through all of these changes. Amen? For our greater good and for His greatest glory ultimately. Amen?
Amen.
Do you believe that here today?
Amen.
God, by His Word and by His Spirit, is searching each of our hearts here today, I believe, to find every place of unsettling distress that we may be struggling with right here and now. And to encourage each of us afresh today with excerpts from Psalm 102. It's a psalmic prayer that can be applied to any believer's life who finds themselves overwhelmed by the troubling changes around us. The New Living Transliteration reads it like this: Lord, hear my prayer. Listen to my plea. Do not turn away from me in my time of distress. Bend down to listen and answer me quickly, Lord. For my heartache has caused me to lose my appetite. My life passes as swiftly as the evening shadows, but you, O Lord, sit on your throne forever. Your fame will endure to every generation. You will arise and have mercy on your people as you have promised to help.
Amen.
The nations will tremble before the Lord. The kings of the earth will tremble before the Lord's glory. For He will appear in His glory, and He will listen to the prayers of His people who are struggling in this life. Aren't you glad for that?
Amen.
He will not reject your cries for help. Let this be recorded for future generations, so that a people not yet born will praise the Lord. For the Lord has looked down from His heavenly sanctuary. He looked down to earth from heaven to hear the groans of His people who are struggling, so that the Lord's fame will be praised and celebrated. Amen?
Amen.
When multitudes will gather together, and kingdoms to come will worship the Lord. Long ago, Lord, you laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain forever. They will wear out and change, but you are always the same. You will live forever. The children of your people will live in security. Aren't you glad for that? And their children's children will thrive in your presence.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Make no mistake about it. There is only one true God.
That's right.
He is Jehovah God. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God the Father, God the Son, Jesus Christ, God the Holy Spirit. The three in one triune God. The one and only true God. He is co-eternal, co-powerful, co-existent, ever-living, ever-present, perfectly faithful, sovereign, providential, creator of all things, whose constancy is forever enduring. Amen?
Amen.
Do you believe that here today?
Yes, amen.
And the comforting benefits of his constancy, catch this now, are afforded to anyone who would admit their sinfulness, to anyone who would repentantly believe and trust and submit their lives to the salvation and lordship of Jesus Christ, through whom, catch this now, there is really no need for us to be unsettled about anything.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Some of you here today need to hear that more than others. That through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, maintaining a biblical worldview and an eternal perspective, there is really no need for us to be unsettled about anything.
That's
right. God's innate constancy determines that he cannot change for the better because he's already perfect.
That's right.
And he cannot change for the worse. For then he would be imperfect and would therefore no longer be the one true God.
Right.
Created things change, have you noticed?
Mm-hmm.
They eventually run down, they eventually wear out and come to an end. But the one true God has no beginning and no end, and so therefore he cannot change. Amen?
Amen.
He's unchangeable in his character. At times, maybe you have felt like me. We begin to think that God has changed when trials and tribulations come into our lives. We may find ourselves questioning the perfect goodness of God when what we're going through in and of itself surely doesn't seem very good. But God, by his word and by his spirit, is looking to encourage each of us afresh today that identifying the outworking of God's unchangeable goodness in the midst of difficult times, catch this now, is a matter of having the proper perspective. A proper perspective of the greater work that God is looking to accomplish in us through the trials and tribulations of our lives. Amen?
Amen.
We don't revel in the trials and tribulations in and of themselves. We revel in what they're going to accomplish in and through us. Amen?
Amen. That's right.
James chapter 1, verses 2 to 4 reads it like this from the Amplified transliteration. Consider it nothing but joy, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, whenever you experience various trials and tribulations. And be assured, be assured, be assured that the testing of your faith through the difficult experience produces endurance that's leading you towards spiritual maturity and ultimately inner peace. It's a process. Let's say that together. It's a process. Are you engaging the process? With a biblical worldview, with an eternal perspective of the greater work that God is after in you, which is the thing that's going to last forever.
That's right.
Knowing that when you let endurance do a thorough work in you, you will be developed further in the perfection of your faith and then lacking in nothing.
Amen.
Amen. Make no mistake about it. The perfect goodness of God is unchanging toward us. Some of you here today need to hear that more than others. The perfect goodness of God is unchanging toward you. But catch this now. The manner in which he appropriates his goodness is determined by what he has in mind to accomplish in you for your greater good and for his greatest glory. And make no mistake about it. There is absolutely no variation in the constancy of God's goodness. Nothing whatsoever causes his loving kindness toward us to wane. Let that sink in for a minute. Nothing whatsoever causes his loving kindness toward those of us who believe to wane. His dealings with us will always turn out to be good sooner or later.
That's right.
Do you believe that here today? In some way, shape, or form, his dealings with us will always turn out to be good. Even when in the present moments, we can't seem to figure out how.
Yeah.
Anybody here lift an honest hand with me and say, oh man, I've been there. Maybe I'm there now.
Yeah.
How is this going to work out for good?
Yeah.
Where is your goodness in all this, Lord? But make no mistake about it. He will allow nothing other than what is ultimately best for us. Now in this life and for all of eternity, we can absolutely count on that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the promise of an unchanging God. Amen?
Yes.
Do you really believe that here today?
Amen.
God, by his word and by his spirit, is encouraging each of us afresh today along these lines, in a fresh and in a new way, I believe, by the move of your spirit upon the move of his spirit upon your hearts from Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 10 to 14. The New Living Transliteration reads it like this. This is what the Lord says. I will come and do for you all the good things I have promised. For I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster. Plans to give you a future and a hope. And when you pray, I will listen. If you seek me wholeheartedly, you will find me. And I will be found by you, says the Lord.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
Do you really believe that here today?
Yes.
Are you really pursuing the Lord with all of your heart wholeheartedly? Do you truly believe in your heart of hearts that the constancy of God will indeed cause all things to work together for your greater good and for his greatest glory in your life? Are you really purposing each day to love God above all else, putting him first in every area of your life dynamic? Are you really purposing each day to recognize and remain committed to what he has in mind in his perfect will for your life? If so, then you can confidently rest assured that no matter what things may look like in the natural at any given point in time, no matter what changes you may be experiencing in your life, your unchanging God will see you through to a victorious and a liberating end in his time and in his way. Amen?
Amen.
Psalm 119, verse 89 assures us that the word of God is forever settled in heaven. The word of God is forever settled in heaven. And so whatever God has established in heaven for the outworking of human history will inevitably come to pass. What a settling thing it is to know that no amount of satanic opposition along the way can change the end result that God has in mind for humankind. Amen?
Amen.
God's eternal condemning judgment for those who have refused to believe in him, and God's eternal liberating judgment for those who have believed in him, For there will ultimately be no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus as Savior and Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Make no mistake about it, that while God's character never changes, catch this now, His methods for dealing with us in administering His specific plan and purpose for each of our lives may vary. His methods for dealing with us may vary. His methods in my life may be different than His methods in your life. But no matter how much His methods may differ from one set of circumstances to another, the manner in which He deals with each of us will always be consistent with the constancy of His goodness toward us. He is the constant. We are the variable. And catch this now. Depending on how much and in what ways we have varied, depending on how much and in what ways we have varied will determine the methods that He will use to get us back on track with Him. And at times, it may seem harsh to us. And so the bottom line is that we need to be absolutely convinced of His constancy. Otherwise, we will find ourselves waning in our trust in Him. Not altogether different from being reluctant to trust a person that you're in relationship with. A person whose attitude or actions toward you are inconsistent from one day to the next. Sympathetic and helpful on some occasions, but at other times disinterested and judgmental. In our human relationships, people will sometimes waver that way. Have you noticed? But not in our relationship with the Lord. He never changes His loving attitude toward you. So you can put your full trust in Him at all times. You can always trust that through the merits of Jesus Christ that have been afforded to you as a born-again believer, God the Father will always receive you lovingly before His throne of mercy and grace. Amen?
Amen.
Yes. Psalm 34, verse 15 encourages us along these lines. That the eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and His ears are open to their cries for help. And further encouragement from Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 to 16, that since we have a great high priest who has entered heaven, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to what we believe. For this high priest of ours understands our weaknesses. He faced all of the same testings that we do, yet He did not sin. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God, for it is there where we will receive His mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it most. Amen? I've come to understand and be convinced that the most visible natural sign that God has given us to remind us of His constancy is the rainbow in the sky. The perfectly predictable and perfectly reliable atmospheric sign of God's promise to not destroy the earth again by flood. From Genesis chapter 9, verses 12 to 17. And that promise is reinforced by His promise from 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 7 to 12, that the next time He destroys everything, it will be by fire, when all ungodly men will perish. The ungodly people in Noah's day perished by flood. The ungodly people in the last days will perish by fire. That's a promise of God. And so every time you see a rainbow in the sky, remind yourself that you know the one and only unchanging God personally. Amen?
Amen.
And remind yourself that a God who is unchanging in his love and kindness to you deserves your unchanging love and loyalty and devotion and service toward him. Amen? I believe that the Spirit of God is stirring afresh in our midst today, that now, understanding afresh God's constancy in our lives for our greater good, that each of us here today would make a fresh recommitment to the Lord. To repent for allowing ourselves to be so unsettled about certain things in our lives that it has hindered the work that God's trying to accomplish in us. And to renew our commitment to surrender ourselves to whatever He is allowing or disallowing in our lives for our greater good and for His greatest glory and for the greater good of those around us. That we would renew our commitment to reach the people around us for Christ. And that we would renew our reliance on the power of the Holy Spirit in us, consistently inclining ourselves to the Spirit's leading in our life circumstances, so that we would finish strong in the Lord, so that we would finish well in the Lord, so that we would endure victoriously to whatever end that God the Father has in mind for us in this life.
Amen.
Until the day of our ultimate blessed hope, when we will be thoroughly present with Him.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
So let us bow our heads and pray as we respond to the word of the Lord that has come to us today.